This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by the Bennett Automotive Group, Coastal Car Care, and now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, a game that we go down Friday night, 10-7 against the Coffee County Trojans. We make that trip to Douglas, Jardine Stadium, and I was telling Lawton on the way back from the football game that it took Coffee County a 50-yard field goal and a trick play to beat us. I walked away from that game feeling like, despite the fact we lost the game, that if we played it again, we'd probably beat them by two touchdowns.
Well, I don't know that I'd go that far, but, you know, on the way back home on the bus, you might appreciate this. I told our coaches what you had told me during the week, that if you're going to win in Douglas, you better win by a lot because it's hard to win a close one. And, you know, it was a great high school football game. You know, it's like an old school game, good defense on both sides. And, you know, I felt both sides played really hard and were well coached and, you know, got after each other. And it was clean, you know, didn't have all those foolish penalties that we had seen in some of the other games, you know, with some of the teams we had played. So, you know, I told our kids after the game that the only thing I was disappointed in was getting beat. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else about it, the trip, how we handled it, how we played, how they fought, all that kind of stuff, our execution was good. But yeah, you know, we'd certainly like to have another chance at it when, you know, you look at it after the fact and, you know, the things, I mean, heck, we had over 300 yards of offense and we scored 7 points. And that was frustrating, you know, but again, Coffee is, they're the number one defense and you know, they're in 5A and they're there for a reason. And, you know, I thought our kids played pretty well. We just didn't finish it.
Coach, their kicker, early in the first quarter, they lined up for a 60-yard field goal and I had to sit there and make sure that I had counted the yards right, because there's no way that there's a high school kid that's attempting a 60-yarder. And he kicks it, comes up short, and then later in the game, later in the first half, where he lined up for the 50-yarder, after seeing him just miss the 60, I was like, he gets it off, he's going to make this thing.
Yeah. Well, I was actually worried about the first one, the 60-yarder, and our defensive coaches told our kids not to rush. You know, they thought there was, you know, they were going to do something crazy and fake it or something. But I had an opportunity early in my coaching career to stand on the sidelines and watch Dax Langley kick a 63-yard field goal and Brett Conway kick a 59 and a 57 against me. So, you know, I felt like on film this kid was definitely, you know, had that range in him when we watched him on film. He's an excellent kicker. And I think what I was told was his dad was a coach that Coffee hired this year, and so he wasn't with them last year. He was an addition with that coach that they hired. So I should have hired that coach. I'd have been a little smarter. I'd hired him too. Yeah, the kid's got a really, really strong leg.
Yeah, coach. They scored their touchdown on a package where they ran the Wildcat, and they hurt us with that in the fourth quarter, that Wildcat package they kept running out of, took their quarterback out of the game, or at least lined him up somewhere else. But that trick play, they run that package and then throw basically a jump pass, and they scored their lone touchdown off of that. Talk about that play, Coach.
Yeah, it was a frustrating play. I mean, we had really devoted a lot of time to that package that they were doing, and it was giving us nightmares in practice because they had just killed Glenn with it, you know, and they had hurt everybody when they got in. They're very good at it. But we thought we had a good plan, and, you know, we'd been over everything they'd done and all that. The problem was they hadn't thrown a single pass out of it all year. And you know, believe it or not, we had talked to our kids about, you know, this is who you have, they throw a pass, but, you know, not actually seeing it on film and not actually working on it in practice, it kind of caught us off guard. But I told some other people this on a side note. Jamie Felix, who's such a good running back for us and all that, we had a timeout right before the play. And Jamie, we were considering putting him in defensively, and we didn't. But when we broke the huddle for the timeout, Jamie said, "Coach, did you talk to him about, you know, them throwing out of it?"
Wow.
And I said, "Well, we mentioned it, Jamie." And about 5 seconds later, there he goes. So I told Jamie, I said, "I'm going to have to hire you as a coach, buddy. You know, you," and he really does. He's got a great football mind. But, yeah, I wish I had to, you know, taken Jamie's advice and just reminded him of that right there. But, you know, again, it was like third and two. I mean, everybody in the stadium thought they were going to hand the ball off. And so it was a great play call by their coaching staff.
We get a touchdown on a really impressive run by Braden Ritz, diving to the pylon. He breaks a tackle and then just outruns the safety, and as I said, dove to the pylon for the touchdown. You know, a kid that as the season has gone on has gotten more and more reps in the wing T and gotten the opportunity to kind of show what he can do.
Yeah, Braden, or Bama as we call him, had a really good game, and you know, he has done that this year as a blocker, which, you know, he doesn't look like that. That's his forte, but. And we've always been impressed with him in that. We went to camp this summer. That was something that we saw that he was really effective at. So, you know, he's had some good minutes. But when Deontay got hurt the other night, his role became much larger. And then we felt like Coffey was doing some things defensively to try to take Jamie away. We know they were doing some things to try to take Jamie away from us. And so, again, having to do, you know, and take what they're basically giving you, you know, we did, and he had a really good night running and blocking. And, that the drive to start the third quarter, you know, we went 80 yards and a bunch of plays, and he finished it off. So, you know, we were feeling pretty good at that point, but they got us a little later with the Wildcat deal.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show. Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. Coach, you had mentioned in the previous segment Deontay Cole gets hurt. I felt like that when that injury occurred, it really changed the dynamic of what they were doing defensively.
Well, it did. You know, they had a great football player, number 47, has got a twin brother that, I think he's twins, he's definitely brothers, that was a nose guard, that was a heck of a player. But they started putting the 47 opposite of Jamie to try to eliminate, you know, some of the stuff that he could run over there. And, you know, when, again, with Deontay out, you know, we didn't expect that right off the bat like that, and it just kind of changed things for us. But again, our kids adjusted pretty well, and our coaches adjusted well, and we got back into it. But no question, it slowed us down there for a minute. And, you know, anytime you lose a player like Deontay, I mean, I'm not making excuses, but, you know, he's extremely fast, and guys rushed for 200 and something yards a week before. When you lose him at the start of the second quarter, it's going to have an effect on the rest of the night. And, you know, hopefully he's okay. We think we'll get him back this week. And but, yeah, that was a tough one when he got hurt.
What for those of us that, you know, were listening and you know, we try not to talk about kids getting hurt on the field, so they may not have known. So talk us about, you know, talk us through about what happened to him and what his injury is.
Well, you know, I'm not supposed to give many details about injuries or anything like that, but, you know, we'll just say we felt like it was a targeting deal. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I did not see it because I was watching another part of the play, and I turned my head as the ball went, and you know, he had just gotten hit. But, you know, the referees didn't see it as targeting, and, again, it was one of those bang-bang plays. You know, in their defense, heck, you can watch college football or NFL football, and anytime they think there's targeting, you know, you watch the replay, and half the time you still don't know if it is or not. So, you know, he got hit basically, we thought in the head, but his injury kind of occurred because his head hit the turf, and it was more of a jaw type deal than it was a head, which is good for his future anyway. But, you know, it was a tough injury. You know, he probably could have gone back in, but we didn't want to take that chance. And, you know, in this day and age, you don't take that chance. Yeah. You know, so hopefully he's okay. Seems to be so far.
Glad to hear he's okay. Coach, your defense Friday night, I mean, just played with their hair on fire all night long. Rushing the passer, the Swords kid, their quarterback, had so little time to throw. And then the back end, the secondary, a ton of deflections, that huge interception there toward the end of the football game. We'll get into that in a minute, but just talk a little bit about how well your defense played.
Well, they did. They played very well, I thought. And, you know, really other than the 60-yard attempt, the 50-yard field goal, and the trick play, you know, we never felt like we were threatened because our defense was playing so well. But, you know, that's a credit to Coach Lindsay and his staff, and they had a really good game plan going in. And, you know, the kids played hard, and they, like you said, did play like their hair was on fire. And, again, got after it, just, you know, gave up one less play, been a different outcome maybe.
So here they are, Coach. They're already up 10-7 Coffee, and they're driving there at the end of the football game and trying to break our backs. And they've got the kid that had committed to Louisville standing at the pylon, the front pylon, for a touchdown. The ball's in the air. And I'm sitting in the booth, and I see the ball in the air, and I see the kid standing in the end zone, and I think it's a touchdown. I think the game's over. And out of nowhere, Andrew flies over, picks the ball off. I think that might be the most excited I've been calling a Camden game.
Well, it was a big play because it gave us a chance. You know, the problem was that, you know, a couple plays before that, we had them in third and long, and we lost contain, and the Turner kid caught a pass and got them down a lot closer than it would have been if they'd had to punt it to us there. But, you know, and I was still mad about that because, you know, we lost contain, gave up a big play, and they were able to eat, you know, another 2 or 3 minutes off the clock. So, you know, Zach made a great play, but unfortunately, you know, we're 95 yards away with a minute and something left by this point. But it did give us a chance, and we got past midfield, I believe, there, and didn't convert on a fourth down. We were out of timeouts, which we shouldn't have been, but we were, and, you know, wound up getting sacked there on fourth down.
The play before that, he said, deep in our own territory, and, you know, clock's winding down on us, and Gray just heaves one, and Jaden Jones makes a catch on his backside, one of the better catches I've seen recently. Great catch, puts us around midfield, but I specifically want to talk about that play where, you know, Gray scrambling for his life, gets rid of the football, and then we come up with a miraculous catch in double coverage down the field.
Yeah. The bad part about that play when we looked at the film again was that, you know, if we hadn't gotten pressure, we blew a blocking assignment up front. And if we hadn't, Gray may hit him for a touchdown because he was open. But by the time Gray avoided the rush, which shouldn't have been there that quick, you know, like you said, they you know, had him covered pretty good by that point. But it still was a great catch. But it was frustrating when we watched it on film because we missed an assignment up front. They got pressure on us, and had they not, it could have been a, you know, spectacular 90-yard touchdown deal. But again, you know, we're not great in 2 minutes. I mean, that's not our forte. It's hard to be a wing T team and be a great 2-minute offensive team. But it's something we work on every week, something we're trying to improve. But, you know, when you're down to, I think we had one timeout and we were 95 yards away with a minute, you know, not many teams are good at that. Mm. But we did give ourselves a chance and, you know, felt like one more completion, we had a chance at a field goal to tie it anyway.
Yeah. Coach, one thing I've noticed that you mentioned about the wing tee not being a good 2-minute offense, I've noticed that in the last few games you've come out, especially Oakleaf. Oakleaf kept having to call timeout because they just didn't know what to do with it. You've been throwing four receivers out there time to time with loading in the shotgun. How often you guys been working on that?
Well, we work on it every day. I mean, it is a part of what we do. You know, how much of a part is depends on what the defense does when we get in it. So, you know, we're trying to we get in and see if they give us anything and then go from there. But, you know, certainly Gray throws the ball well. We knew that. And, you know, our receivers are doing a better job catching it. And, you know, our running backs have gotten better at that. So, again, we're going to try to do that some every game. It just depends on what they're doing to us on defense and whether or not we need to. You know, I've always been a fan of throwing the ball when you want to, not when you have to.
Yeah. Last question about Coffee Cush, and we'll move on to Warner Robins. Speaking of Gray, he played a great football game. You utilized him a lot more in the rushing attack than what we have previously seen. Talk about his effort and the game plan with that going in.
Well, we had it in the game plan, certainly, and it's something that we've been doing in practice all year long. But I think we'd only run it maybe once or twice, you know, the first 5 weeks. And, you know, just wasn't there, or we didn't need to, whatever. But the way Coffee was defending us and taking away a lot of the stuff, you know, by the way they were defensing us, it opened up our option stuff. And, you know, we called it there early and had success and, you know, kept coming back to it. And honestly, they never really adjusted to that. If I had it to do over again on that fourth down play, I'd probably still run it, you know. But you know, we were out of timeout, so we were trying to throw it and get out of bounds. But, yeah, Gray did a good job with it. And you know, that's something I was excited about that after the game because now that adds another aspect to our offense. You know, we've always considered ourselves a four-back offense. Mm-hmm. Well, other night, really, for the first time, the fourth back became something they had to concern themselves with.
All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. Okay, Coach, so we go down to Coffey. We're 4-2 now on the season, losses to Coffey and Marietta, and boy, the schedule doesn't get any lighter. It's not going to be too friendly to us. We get to host Warner Robins, the Warner Robins Demons, number one in 5A. And, you know, I had said in the broadcast last week that I felt like that Coffey was going to be the best team that we played all season, period. And then I saw the Lee County score and what Warner Robins did to Lee County last week, and I might have been wrong about that.
Well, I think you might have been too, Jason. Warner Robins on film has just been extremely impressive to me. I saw some people on some social media deal comparing them to the 76 Warner Robins team and discussing which one was better, you know, with Ron Simmons and James Brooks and those guys that were national champions, Coach Davis coaching them. But, you know, they're a phenomenal football team. I've rarely seen someone that puts as much pressure on your defense as they do. I mean, they're averaging over 50 points a game, and they've played some pretty good people, including Lee County. I mean, Lee County is a great football team, ranked number one in 6A, and Warner Robins just dismantled them last week. So, you know, their rival, Northside Warner Robins, they beat them by 50, they're a good football team, certainly going to be a huge challenge for us, and they're tough to defend, and then you turn around, they're tough to move the ball on.
I know you weren't here last year. I feel like that with our schedule, you know, we get to play folks like Lowndes and Coffey and Warner Robins, so, you know, circling the game more important than another, right? But if you were to circle a game on the schedule, maybe Warner Robins might be a game that, at least for the kids, they would want to circle, as last year, you know, we went up there and got embarrassed, got put on a running clock, gave up half a 100 to them, and had to score on the last play of the game just to put points on the board. It might be a really big game for the kids just to exact some revenge and go show those kids that, hey, you know, we're better than what we showed you last year.
Well, I certainly hope so. Again, I think after Warner Robins is a bigger game for us because it's a region game. But I don't think there's any question. You know, they were embarrassed by that game that night, and you know, I think everybody in Camden County might have been. You know, and again, people at the time probably didn't realize how good Warner Robins was. They went on, ran the table, and you know, had a great season, and they've just continued that. So. I don't know. It's hard to tell the mindset of teenagers sometimes. You know, you think, well, that may motivate them. The other side of that is you think they may be scared to death. You know, who knows? But, this group has they've responded as the year's gone on the way they're supposed to. But with that said, now it's a tough challenge. And, you know, if something goes bad early, who knows? They might act like they did last year in that game, but you know, we're hoping that we've gained some mental toughness that you know we'll continue to fight. And I told them, I said, look, everybody else is going to be surprised if we win, but I'm not. I don't want you to be surprised. We're supposed to win, but again, a 16, 17 year old's mind, sometimes you don't know what's going on.
Coach, you mentioned how good they are, so you know, just give us a preview. What are they going to throw at us?
Well, you know, the thing they do so well, they're not very complex in what they do offensively. They're just very good at it, and they've got very good players. But they basically are going to, they're going to get you in there, and if you try to stop the run, they're going to throw it out there really far outside to where they've just got you, where you've got to make a one-on-one tackle and in space, and they've got guys that are hard to tackle. And it's kind of as simple as that. You know, if you go out there and try to get a numbers advantage covering receivers, then you can't stop the run. If you try to get a numbers advantage stopping the run, then you have to be able to tackle one-on-one in space, and nobody's been able to do that yet. And, you know, last week with Lee County, you know, they tried to bring pressure on them, and every time they did, the quarterback, just he read it perfectly and just threw the ball where the pressure came from, and, you know, it was off to the races. And so, you know, you're kind of, it's one of those, you're in trouble if you do, you're in trouble if you don't. And, you know, I think we got to give them different looks. We got to give them, got to try to make them make decisions and hopefully make bad decisions. But if they know what you're doing, they're really good at taking advantage of it.
Coach, they're number one in 5A. As you said, they've, you know, beaten Lee County. They've beaten Northside Warner Robins. They've had a pretty tough schedule up to this point. It's not like they're, you know, they're playing cupcakes. They've got Ware County in front of them as well. In my opinion, you know, I had said at the beginning of the season, I felt like Ware was probably the team to beat in 5A, and now looking at Warner Robins, they might be the team to beat. What do you have to do to win that football game?
Well, I think, you know, we have to play really well. We have to compete for four quarters, and, you know, we've got to take care of the football and limit their chances when they have it. I don't think there's any question that's the formula that we've got to use, because we can keep that high-powered offense standing on the sideline, you know, our chances increase with every minute that goes by. But, you know, when we're out there on defense, you know, it's just you're a breath away from being down 7 points. And so we've got to try to limit their chances, and we've got to try to move the ball, hold on to the ball, you know, and play a field position in the special teams game. I feel like our special teams are better from our kicking, punting, you know, situation. So we want to be really good there. We want to try to help our defense out with our offense. But we get in a situation where we can't move it and they're getting multiple opportunities, it could turn into a long night.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach here, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats!